today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, Monday, is the 14th of Ramadan, 1440 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Ordibehesht, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of May, 2019 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, in order to bless the show with some verses of the Holy Quran, here it's the time to listen to a verse of the Holy Quran, verse 261 of chapter 2, chapter Baqarah or Cow. Let's listen and recite with the respected reciter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع
The example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like a seed of grain which grows seven spikes. In each spike is 100 grains. And Allah multiplies His reward for whom He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. Now a quick look at this holy verse. Enjoining others to giving charity and prohibition from immoderation and extravagance are the best way to solving the problem of the difference of social classes. On the other hand, the appearance and spread of usury is the origin and motive of social classes to be created. That may be why that the necessity of giving charity and prohibition of usury are stated beside each other in the Quran.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
Ramadan, the month of forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of reflection, soul-searching and refreshing our iman. It is also the month to try to save ourselves from the hellfire. One of the acts prescribed by the Prophet ﷺ for this purpose is sadaqah or charity. According to the Prophet ﷺ, charity extinguishes the sin just as water extinguishes the fire. The man's prayer late at night has the same effect. The Prophet ﷺ said, every day the sun rises, charity or sadaqah is due on every joint of a person. You administer justice between two men is a charity, and assisting a man to mount his beast or helping him load his luggage on it is a charity, and a good word is a charity, and every step that you take towards the mosque for salat or prayer is a charity, and removing harmful things from the road is a charity too.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In the Islamic culture, the month of Ramadan is especially connected with the Holy Quran. This is because of the month of Ramadan is the time when the Holy Quran was revealed in its entirety to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at the same time, the whole month of Ramadan is especially for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's another reason for this, and that is concerned with the eves of determination, that is Layali al-Qadr, when the fate of everybody will be determined on the three successive eves of determination, Layali al-Qadr. And it's indicated in the Holy Quran that the eve of Qadr, the eve of determination, Laylat al-Qadr, is better than 1,000 months. Because of these and many more indications, the month Ramadan is especially concerned with being the proper time for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it's indicated in one of the speeches of the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baghir alayhi salam that لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَبِيعٌ رَبِيعُ الْقُرْآنِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. There's a spring for everything, and the spring of the Quran is the month of Ramadan. Concerning the Holy Quran and the dignity and status of the Holy Quran, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first infallible Imam, indicated in this way, وَتَفَقَّهُ فِيهِ فَإِنَّهُ رَبِيعُ الْقُلُوبِ. Ponder it, because it's the spring of hearts or minds. And elsewhere, the sixth infallible Imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, indicated, وَقَلْبُ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَادْرِ. And the heart of the month of Ramadan is the eve of determination. Because of this, we find that the month Ramadan is especially concerned with obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Him. And because of this, this month becomes automatically, naturally, very much concerned with performing rituals, whether mandatory rituals or supplementary and complementary rituals, and especially reading out the Holy Quran, reciting the Holy Quran.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله أفضل الصدقة في رمضان.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله said, "The best act of charity is carried out in the month of Ramadan."
Charity is one of the best and most honored deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, urges it in His noble book as He says, "They who have loaned Allah a goodly loan." This is verse 18 of chapter 57 of the Holy Quran. And in another verse, Allah says, "Who is it that would loan Allah a goodly loan? So He will multiply it for him and he will have a noble reward." Again, this is verse 11 of chapter 57. Charity has great rewards. That is why Prophet ﷺ urged it on many occasions and clarified that charity never reduces one's wealth, rather it increases it. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ said charity never decreases wealth, rather it increases it. It increases it, it increases it. If charity is given in Ramadan, then its reward is combined with the honor of time. It is known that righteous deeds in Ramadan are distinct from those performed in other months.
Mm-hmm.
Dua al-iftitah was taught by Imam Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajah Sharif, may Allah hasten his reappearance, to recite every night during the month of Ramadan. The dua is excellent for molding man's attitude towards his creator, as it discusses many aspects of the wretchedness of the human being and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua can be divided into two parts. One, man's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second, and two, divine leaders. And now we are trying to recite some part of the dua al-iftitah with the translation of this dua.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik wa aminika wa safiyyik wa habibika wa khiyaratika min khalqik وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحم وتخننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك.
Oh Allah, please do send blessings on Muhammad, your servant and messenger, and your confident friend and beloved intimate, and the choicest of your created beings, and the bearer of your sacraments, and the quotient of your messengers, with the most superior, the most exquisite, the most handsomer, the most perfect, the most upright, the most prospering, the most pleasant, the most thoroughly purified, the most sublime, the most and the best blessings, advantages, mercies, affections, and salutations that you have ever made available to any one of your servants and prophets and messengers and choicest people and those honored by you from among your created beings. Sheikh Asad Ja'fari.
It's not just getting up for Sehri and then you pray and you go back to sleep and then you wake up and then you do iftar. Those are the routines of every single year. What do you want to accomplish? And not so much about tafsir, but about everything else about the Quran. We have a number of courses in the Hawza called Ulumi Quran, Tarihi Quran, for example, the sciences of the Quran. What do we know about this beautiful book of ours? Besides reading it, what else do we know about it? And the idea is that this is the month, inshallah, where the Quran is revealed. And as we know, we are the individuals who believe in Thaqalain. We believe in the Ahlul Bayt. We believe in the Quran. We believe that neither one can reach its perfection without the other. And we believe that we cannot reach our perfection without both of them. We've attached ourselves to Quran and Natiq, the talking and walking Quran. We need to attach ourselves to this Quran of ours that's Sa'mit, that listens to us as well.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab, Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami'u, Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir, Ya Halim, Ya Azim,
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned with today's special from IRB English Radio. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as and prayers and fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, and ask you not to forget us from your good du'as in the blessed times of prayer in this holy month. Till our next session, tomorrow same time, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum.
ليتك دوما قادر